Blog Talk Radio. Good evening to everyone that's on the line tonight. If you're on the line tonight listening to our broadcast, I'm Shopping Giant. Please put your phone on mute so we don't have a lot of feedback that's coming through. So when we introduce the speaker, they will be heard loud and clearly. So on that note, I would like to say welcome, welcome, welcome to 310-861-2354. That is the phone number for Blog Talk for Smile3E Ministry, which will be presenting Iron Shopping Iron Ministries tonight. We are here every Monday night from 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We're here for 1 hour or so, whichever way the Lord moves, that's how the program will go. So I would like to say I'm your host for tonight, Minister Sylvia Kaiser, along with Minister Brandon Kaiser, my nephew. So we would like to say thank you again for calling and on the phone number as well as the website. I'm trying to figure out a way to introduce this awesome woman of God that will be coming on the air shortly. And while we're praying, I'm going to ask God to give me what to say, because I know if you just stay tuned, as they say on TV, don't change the station, don't turn it down. If anything, turn it up. Text your family and friends and tell them to tune in. I guarantee you, you are going to be blessed on tonight. This is the first Monday of the month of December, which is the last month of the year, where we will be celebrating a old year ending, a new year beginning. And in the midst of all of that, we know whose birthday it is coming up this month. So I am going to encourage you to get before God and pray and ask God what it is that he wants from you for his birthday present. We're going to ask you to be ready to just receive the word of God. So while we're talking, listening, and praising God, I want to say, let's touch and agree in prayer. You ready? Let's go, people. Let's get on one accord. Let's get under one spirit. Okay. Father God, we come to you tonight, God, thanking you for another day. Wherever we're at, whether we are in the Central Standard Time or the Eastern Standard Time, God, we're asking you to forgive us of every sin knowingly, willingly, and just everything that we did and we said that did not give you glory, did not give you honor, and did not allow our spirit of people to see the praise in us. God, we're asking you to be our God, to be our deliverer, to be our healer. God, we're asking you to keep your loving arms and hands and keep your blessings of deliverance on Apostle Sandra Thomas. God, we're asking you to also keep it on Apostle-elect Cecilia Kaiser. God, we're asking you to cover every man and woman of God that is assigned to this ministry, that is on this ministry. God, I ask you to even bless Dr. Serena Wright, who is our speaker on tonight. I'm asking you to just bless her on tonight, God, that your word, not only will it come through, God, that if someone will get delivered, somebody will get a confirmation of an answer to something that they put on the altar before you. God, I'm just asking you to allow this ministry on tonight to be awesome, to do more than what it normally do. We know that your word gets through to us, God, but we want it to be like a fisherman's hook in our heart to just hook us. And that it won't let us go. God, we're asking you to place every listener, everyone that hears this tonight and go back and hear it in our archives. God, we're asking you to put us under Holy Ghost arrest. We're asking you this, Lord, from our heart. We're asking you to just saturate our spirit with your word, God. We're asking you to cover our president over this country that we live in. God, we're asking you to let the leaders come together in the world, that they will see us as your people, not as just a people. God, we're asking you to cut out the racism, God. We're asking you to do what only you can do, God. I'm asking you to cover each and every one's family, each and every one of us, God, those that are driving, that are listening along, those that are at home, at work, or wherever they are, God. We're asking you for a special blessing in this month of December. We know that this is a month a lot of people get depressed and caught up on what they don't have, what they won't have, and what they don't believe they're going to have. But God, let them know that having their breath in their body is kind of sometimes more than enough, because I know on times when I couldn't breathe, I was saying, Lord, help me to catch my breath. God, I'm just asking you these things in your son Jesus' name, and I believe it is so. And all that touch and agree with me, just say amen. Amen, Lord. So I'm going to say to you all tonight, like I said in my prayer, our speaker is Dr. Serena Wright. I remember when I first met her, such a petite lady, but very powerful with when she opens her mouth, because she say what she believe and she believe what she say. She talks to you not in a way of that of getting on your nerves, but she tell you that we would used to say in the church when we was all going to the same church, no cross, no crown. She would say, "I see you somewhere in the future, and you look much better than you do right now." So I'm going to bring this woman to most of you all. I'm presenting her to you, and the others I'm introducing her to you. Dr. Serena Wright, and she's going to minister to you with the spirit of, I see you somewhere in the future when you look much better than you do right now. Dr. Wright, are you on the line?
Yes, woman of God, I'm on the line. Thank you so much. And we it's just appreciate. Go ahead.
I was saying it's in your hands. Have your way.
All right. Yes, ma'am. We just appreciate this format. We appreciate what God is doing and what he has allowed. I am so grateful that the kingdom realizes the strife and the advancement. Hallelujah. We just thank God that we are positioned in him so firmly rooted that even when we have been cast down, we know that we are not forsaken. We are his blessed people. We are his cherished people. We are the people of promise. We are the people that salt the earth and always have an answer for the hope that is still flourishing and lying within us, not lying dormant, but it is lying in wait. It is lying and speaking. It is lying and being present. It is lying there to represent that the king is still on the throne. And we are just so excited about every opportunity we get to speak to the whole wide world, because the secular media and the cable that we pay too much for a month, almost every channel would have you persuaded, the scripture would say. He said, the King Agrippa said, you almost persuaded me. We could be merely persuaded that things are going not from bad to worse, but from worse to, oh my goodness. But I am here to let you know and remind you that the kingdom is advancing. The kingdom is still taking territory, taking ground, annihilating darkness. Hallelujah. God has never been outsmarted or outdone by anything that the enemy can come up with. Nothing is new under the sun. These are presenting themselves as premieres, but the Bible says they are reruns. Seen it, done it. There's nothing new. That the enemy is trying to create masquerades, deceptions, masks, tunnels that you can't see around. But the people of God's eyes are so fixed on him, they're still getting outside of boats and walking on water. We are living in the most exciting times because the kingdom has already come and God's will is being done in the earth. I know, I seen it, I heard it. Those news lines flash on my phone as well. I'm not saying that evil in the earth is God's will, but his will is being done. The kingdom is advancing. Salvation is on the rise. Repentance is the new black. Don't you ever think that there are none that are sold out.
Don't you ever think that there are not thousands that have not bowed their knee. The kingdom is advancing. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank God for who he is in our life, for who he had decided to be, that he finished the work. Praise the name of Jesus. He established the kingdom in our hearts. Hallelujah. That we might learn of him and know of him, that we might become more of his image in the earth. In the name of Jesus, we just thank God. Hallelujah. We're excited about these times. Fret not yourself because evil is being done. Believe in him. Believe in God. Know what he has said. Declare his promise. Fret not. Hallelujah. Praise God. We are not people that walk by sight. We are people that walk by faith. If need be, we'll declare it. We'll speak it. We'll admonish you to believe it. We will make it on our lips. It'll be present in our heart, but we will continue to move the agenda of the kingdom in the earth. We are not tired. My. We are not tired. We are not wearied. We are not forsaken. We are not destroyed. We are those that are mounting up on wings like eagles, that are running and never getting tired. My God in heaven, the kingdom is advancing. This is the best time. If you're not part of the kingdom, this is the time. This is the day that the Lord has made. The kingdom is nigh, right on your lips. Right after you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you gain interest into the kingdom, the one that's been designed for you, the one that is reigned over by the God that has all power. Nothing is impossible with God. This is the best time to add yourself to the kingdom, to those that will rejoice, to those that sing praises, that add adoration and worship before the throne of grace, that go before the God that not only provides, but is provision. Hallelujah. This is the best time. This is the best time to learn of him, to know of him, to study and show that you've been approved of him. There are some that are seeking to make mockery of our king, to silence our voices, but it is not so. Let me tell you, there are gifts and callings that come without repentance. There are some that can watch those that would seek to sin more because grace has abounded. But don't you know that that's just a gift and a calling, that comes without repentance? But to be recognized, you have to repent. To be recognized as part of the kingdom, you have to change how you think. You have to be transformed, have to be made new. Listen, people of God, there are those that are running for their lives. They are grabbing the word of liberty and never looking back. There are those that are so excited to be liberated and set free, to turn away from the world system and all of its temptations, all of its accoutrements. Don't you dare think for one moment, just because it doesn't look good, that God's word is not good. Hallelujah. Just because it doesn't look good, don't you dare believe God's word is not good. He said, I will make it good. If I had not planned to make it good, I would have never said it. My word, if released from my mouth, won't return until it accomplishes that I sent it forth to accomplish. My God, this is the best time to add yourself to the kingdom. for the kingdom is advancing. God has established his kingdom in the hearts of those that are willing to confess and believe. People of God, this is a confessing and a believing system, not a watching and a waiting system, not a crying system. Not a I'll praise God when I say it system, but this is a faith system. It's a confessing and declaring system. It is a believing system. Paul said over in 2 Corinthians, I believe, therefore I speak. That's how they'll know us. That's how they'll recognize us, because we are those that have changed the way we think. We live fully in this world, but completely not of it. Listen, people of God, I guarantee you this is not anything I'd plan to say, but I promise you the kingdom is advancing. This is the best time to lay aside every weight and those things that so easily beset you. Lay it aside. You have poured the word and the life of God into your children. Lay aside the burden. Lay aside the stress. You have given 100 plus 10 to your spouse. Lay aside what you see. Lay aside those things that so easily beset you. The burden is not kingdom. He said, my burdens are light. My yokes are easy. Join yourself with me. Covenant with I, and I will give you rest. Rest for your soul. People of God, the kingdom is advancing. What does that mean? The kingdom is taking territory. Territory over drug addiction, territory over laziness, meanness, jealousy, fornication. Don't you know that fornication will try to come and take territory? It'll try to claim you, claim your son, claim your daughter, claim that has been given to God. But the kingdom is advancing. Advancement in military vocabulary means that there are strategies to overtake. The kingdom is advancing. God's strategizing with his people. He's saying, no, don't say that right now. Don't say anything. I know she's drunker than she's ever been. Her clothes are see-through, and she just has on a bra and some underwear. But don't even speak about it. Just turn to her and say, your ministry just got more powerful. Don't even speak about what you're saying. Absolutely know that my strategy is overtaking all the darkness. It's overtaking the low self-esteem and low sense of value. It's overtaking the rejection and the hurt, the pain, the disappointment. My kingdom is advancing. I'm giving you a strategy to overtake, to take more territory, take more ground. The wisdom that'll make you wise as a serpent but harmless as a dove. Don't even look in his phone. Don't even ask her where she's been. Tell her that you never loved her like you love her today. Hallelujah. The kingdom is advancing. There are military strategies being downloaded from heaven. Don't you ever think that God's behind the eight ball, that you're a victim of darkness and the strategies of the devil. Use your faith to quench those fiery darts. Let me tell you, those darts have fire on them, but the shield of faith will put them right out. Don't you back up from your confession and your believing. This is a confessing and a believing system that brings the invisible into the visible. And we're taking over more territory than we've ever taken. Salvation is on the rise. Repentance is the new black. The God is speaking. There are prophets that are declaring the word, people that are grabbing it. Their spirits are being ignited. Babies are leaping. This is the best time to add yourself to the kingdom. If you've been added, get moving. If you've been added, start declaring. If you've been added, wake up your hope. If you've already been added, love on somebody. If you've already been added, stand up in the middle of your situation and declare the promise. The kingdom is overtaking. There are military strategies straight from heaven. that are being downloaded, that are being heard by God's sheep. Oh, yes, we're still hearing his voice, and there's no other one that we're going to follow. There's nothing that's too hard for God. I wouldn't be a servant of any idol god when I have the opportunity to serve the king. Get over into the kingdom. Read the word. Study it. Know of him. Find out what he has made available. Oh, and let those benefits turn over in your mind. Forget not one of all of his benefits. Let me tell you, people of God, the kingdom is making military moves, covert ops. You've never seen a terrorist attack like the one being launched against the kingdom of darkness, because we're taking territory like we've never taken it. There are 7-year-old and 8-year-old evangelists that are not afraid to tell their teacher that, can we pray? Miss Johnson, can I pray for you? There are those in nursing homes and those that are in corporate offices. Don't you know that there are covert operatives of the kingdom in all of the seven pillars? God's not asleep. He doesn't slumber. Don't you know that he's preparing us for the greatest advancement ever seen? That we'll have provision, we'll have authority, we'll operate in the miraculous. Oh my God, the kingdom is advancing. We are his people, the sheep of his pasture. We're more excited about being part of the kingdom than we ever have been before. Let me tell you something, people of God, this is a speaking and a believing system. This is a confessing and a believing system. There is no work to be done in so much as he finished the work. Let me tell you, when you look over in that 9th chapter, in the 10th chapter of Romans, where our confession of faith is found, you will see that the verses before the confession of faith is when Paul is explaining to the Romans. He's saying, listen, if the law had worked, if it works, then go ahead and live by it. But I am telling you that there is a system of faith that is right on your lips. It's on your lips when you read it, when you declare it, when you say it, when in your heart you believe it. Then you enter into right standing with God without sacrificing and toiling, without laboring and stressing. Hallelujah. Don't you know we get the covenant right of peace? How do I know that? Because the kingdom is right living, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. That's the kingdom. And so the kingdom is within us. It's now an inward work, not an outside job where we do whatever we have to do, then we make these huge displays and we dress up in a lot of garb to demonstrate holiness, but it was all outward. But the kingdom that we live in now is down within us, where we take in God's word, we take it into our heart, we believe what God has said, and we transfer, we exchange garments of heaviness, we exchange beauty for ashes, a life in him for the life that was dead in sin. We do an exchange by faith that brings us into the most exciting place, the most limitless, grace-filled, awesome, amazing, worshipful, peace-endowed place, which is the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. This is a wonderful time to add yourself to the kingdom, for the kingdom of God is advancing. I am telling you, there is a place that God will take you. He might have to take you to the secret place. If there has been a trauma, if there has been a disappointment, he may have to call you to sup with him. He may have to call us away, but only to restore us, to share with us, to release in us that is encouraging, that is uplifting, that is edifying, that brings us back in fellowship, that reminds us of his promise, that lets us see, peek into the strategies that he has laid out for us to overtake and to overthrow. Sometimes we have to overtake and overthrow the disappointment, the discouragement, the unwillingness, the tiredness. But that, people of God, is what he specializes in. It may be that the kingdom will, that God will give you an advancement, a strategy on how to over perverted thoughts, unwilling heart, hardness of heart, jealousy and murderous rage, selfishness, abandonment, rejection. But let me tell you, the kingdom strategies are those that overtake and overthrow. We not only get in him and conquer, but we more than conquer. We live then in our inheritance of right living, peace, and joy. We have covenants for prosperity, healing, soul salvation for our families, business, wealth, entrepreneurship. Let me tell you, God has strategies for his people to advance, to overtake, to overthrow, because the kingdom is in its advancement stage. Let us not fret ourselves because of evildoers. Do you not know that we are those that pray and make intercession? We call those things that be not as though they were. We use our faith to go to bring things from the invisible realm to the visible realm. We move in the world system fearlessly with boldness and courage because we know what our God has already spoken. People of God, this is an exciting time for the kingdom. The kingdom is making her advancements. Salvation is on the rise. Repentance is on the rise. There are those that have embraced the laws of liberty, the freedom that God renders without any limitation, and they are not looking back. We are those that always have an answer for the hope that lies within us. We declare his word. We believe his word. We come to God and we tell him everything about us. We let him into those places that there may be complete transformation in our minds, that we may be more like him in the earth. People of God, this is the most exciting time that the kingdom has yet to see. Oh, my goodness, there are those of us that realize that a promise is a promise. Just because it doesn't look good doesn't mean God's not going to make it good. Get back to your promise. Get back in your place. Get back in your place. Know that the kingdom is advancing. We're making military moves to overtake and overthrow. Get back to what God told you. Renounce the distractions. Annihilate everything that says anything but what God has said. Dismiss the adversary and his tauntings. He can be cruel and try to taunt us. That's why God will bring a word and say, "Don't you dare believe it. The kingdom is advancing." We're making military moves, strategies that only the people of God can hear to overtake and overthrow. She's going to be, woman of God, exactly what God said when you birthed her. He's going to be, man of God, exactly what God told you. Just because it doesn't look good doesn't mean God's not going to make it good. He released that word, and it won't come back until it accomplishes. We serve the God that accomplishes. And the kingdom is on the move. The kingdom is advancing. We're making military moves, covert ops. We have encoded locations. We have mystified the operatives of the kingdom of darkness. We speak in mysteries. We pray in languages that cannot be discerned with the natural understanding. Let me tell you something. People of God, we are ahead of the game because the Bible says we're above only and not beneath. We are not up under anything. We are not victims of the kingdom of darkness. We are those that confess and believe. Oh, thank you, Father. We confess your word and we believe it. We take it into our hearts and we live by it. We let the kingdom come alive in us. Do a work on the inside of us until those things that are invisible become visible. Until the compassion that I speak by faith becomes obvious in my natural life. Until the kindness, until that kindness that I'm speaking shows forth to that person on my job that's hateful. Until that long suffering that I'm declaring takes rulership and leads me to be kind to the person that's racially and gender biased in my workplace. Let me tell you something, people of God. God left us a powerful people, reassuring us that just because the world is moving and news headlines are declaring that we are those that declare his word, a word that will never come back void. Don't let the media's news be the only declaration being heard in your home, because I guarantee you tonight the kingdom is advancing. Use that strategy God gave you. Confess the word and believe it. The kingdom is overtaking and overthrowing. God is exactly who he said he is. And he told me to tell you a promise is a promise. Don't you dare look back. Don't fret yourself because of evildoers. Don't become weary. You're doing well. Let the strategies of God become your portion. Go into him. Spend time with him. Learn of him. Know of him. That the portion of your inheritance would be made manifest in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, that we are not discouraged, that we are enthusiastically encouraged. We understand more than we've ever understood. The mysteries of the kingdom are being unlocked within inside of us. The power to be transformed has exploded within our hearts. We are more excited about what you have promised us than we've ever been. We have dismissed discouragement and despondency, complacency and slothfulness. We dismiss it because we realize the kingdom is overtaking and ever throwing. The kingdom is making her advancement. There are more that are being saved and coming in than ever before. We thank you, Father, for it. We're excited about what you're doing. We're looking forward to what you said. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We declare your word. We stand in the midst of a fiery place, and we declare that you are the God that cannot fail. Oh, praise the name of Jesus. The kingdom is advancing. The kingdom is advancing. We're overtaking and we're overthrowing. We're dismissing discouragement and despondency. We are annihilating fornication and adultery. We are disallowing perversion and homosexuality. We are bringing in obedience and submission, humility and compassion. We are overtaking the kingdom of darkness. And we are entering, and we are allowing the word of God to enter in. The kingdom is overtaking all of the racial bias, division amongst the people, hatred and bigotry. Oh, we're making advancements. We're overthrowing. There are strategies that are being created within our hearts, even as the word of God is being released tonight. Strategies to overtake and overthrow. We are encouraged. We are encouraged like we haven't never been encouraged before, because we recognize the advancement, the plans of God. They're good and they're not evil. He's just bringing us to our expected end, our end where we're victorious, our end where we're conquerors, our end where we're above and not beneath, the head and not the tail. He's bringing us to our expected end. We thank you, Jesus, God, for what you finished through the plan of salvation and redemption. We are those that confess and believe. We declare your word. We won't let the news, all the MSN and the CNN and every other N be the only word that's being declared. We won't allow Babylon and her system to cloud the word of truth that you have put nigh in our mouth. We are a people that are in the kingdom of God, and it is advancing. She's overtaking and she's overthrowing. And God, we thank you for it. We encourage those of you tonight, if you are not part of the kingdom, enthusiastically add yourself by this simple confession. I confess with my mouth that Jesus is Lord, and believe in my heart that God raised him from the dead, and I am saved. Enter into him. Enter into salvation. Let the plan of redemption benefit you tonight. Those of you that have not been saved before tonight, welcome to the kingdom. Welcome to the most glorious time of transferring those things that were dark for those things that will be light, for exchanging heaviness for praise and ashes for beauty. We just thank you, Lord. We thank you, God, for that has been released to encourage and uplift, to edify, to bring your people back into our rightful places, to give us understanding, to urge us, to nudge us, to reposition us in our confessions, to reestablish us in our believing, and to bring us to our new place of understanding that we are in a kingdom that is overtaking and overthrowing. We thank you, Father. We give you praise and we give you glory for the kingdom and her advancement. We thank you, Lord. Woman of God, it's back to you.
So much, Dr. Wright. I so enjoyed you on tonight, letting us know about our enlargement. And I just thank you. Like I told everyone that was listening, get ready to hear something that's going to bless you so. So I'm just so excited about what God is doing with me, as well as what all he's doing within the body of Christ. So I'm going to ask Minister Brandon to open the lines so that any and everyone that would like to make a comment on tonight, even just to say, oh, Lord, I thank you for enlarging my territory, for enlarging me and my spirit realm. I'm asking you all to just comment on what you heard on tonight. Minister Brandon, are the lines open?
Yes, sir, the lines are open.
Thank you, Apostle Elect. So as you heard, the lines are open. Feel free to comment on tonight.
Good evening, everyone.
Well, while the callers are deciding, go ahead, Sheila.
Oh, okay, I was trying to get in. Thank the Lord for the word tonight. I want to thank the Lord for another day and ask to bless the prophetess of Sandra Thomas and to also bless prophetess Elect Cecilia Kaiser, Minister Brandon, Minister Sylvia Kaiser, and to the speaker, Dr. Serena Wright, and to all your listeners. I just want to say I thank you, and I thank you. I thank you, Dr. Serena. That was such a blessing. It's just to let us know that if you don't know, you know now. The advancements have been here. It's getting bigger and bigger and bigger, and if you don't realize it, you need to understand. God is not finished. And what's the big is finna get bigger. Thank you, and amen.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Sheila. Is there anyone else that would like to make a comment on tonight?
Well, this is Cecilia. I just want to say to Dr. Wright, thank you, thank you, thank you for so much that you said about challenging us to remember that the kingdom of God is here, the kingdom of God is advancing, the kingdom of God is reminding us, even come so quickly, Lord Jesus, that I thank God for using you to remind us that it's not about what we see with our natural eyes, but we can pray and ask God to let us see with our spiritual eyes so that we can see the kingdom of God advancing. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And may God bless you for all that you've poured out on tonight.
Thank you so much, Apostle Elect Cecilia, for your words of encouragement. Is there anyone else that would like to speak into the life of the woman of God on tonight? Dr. Serena Wright, do you have any cheap plugs you want to put in for tonight about Fountains of Living Water?
You know what, woman of God? I absolutely do, and I'm so glad that you redirected it back to me before we close, because I normally do that, but I was just where I was, and we just are grateful that the Spirit of the Lord had his way, because I guarantee you all tonight that the kingdom is advancing, that we are overtaking and we are overthrowing. And we invite you all to come out and share with us. We are 4244 West Madison on Sundays at 8:30 a.m., That church is the New Macedonia Baptist Church, and the pastor is Pastor Moore, a wonderful, wonderful man of God, friend of the ministry, and we are there at 8:30 in the morning. And let me tell you something, Apostle Thomas, in her place of the miraculous, has been there. I'm not going to say what is not happening everywhere else. I'm telling you what's happening with us. Amen. That this woman of God is literally moving in the realm of the miraculous and pouring and releasing that is of God into the heart of God's people on Sunday. This is not, she said on Sunday, it just cannot be church as usual. And I guarantee you that it is not. If you can come and visit with us, 4244 West Madison, it has just been an awesome, awesome time. I'm telling you, for those times that she has ministered, so the words come from the scripture. Her teaching just go, the words go, seem like they go directly into the heart. And I mean, God is transforming us as we allow him. And I encourage you to come and share with us and be with us. I also want to let you know, to save the date, I believe that the Happy Birthday Jesus Party is scheduled for the 16th. Which is a short 12 days away, if I'm not mistaken. There is going to be a lot of wonderful activities and fun and That has always been a time when the young people can come and just celebrate that it's Jesus' birthday, and I know that this year is going to be no different. If you want to inbox me, I can give you more details. I'm not really sure of what time, but I will definitely confirm that date as best I know it is on the 16th. And last, but certainly and absolutely definitely not least, we will be in our 13th year of international outreach, and we are going to take the love of Jesus Christ across the Pacific Ocean. We're going into international territory. We are praying, we are believing, we are declaring and confessing that the word of the Lord will be brought forth in the hearts of the people that he allows us to touch. And we have something so exciting to share with you. Mission 5511, our international outreach program, is taking one of our own young people. Miss Destiny Childs will be traveling with us. This young lady has been a friend of the ministry, participating in our domestic outreaches when she was a teenager, but has always said, Dr. Wright, I want to go. And so believe us when we tell you she is going with us this year. So please pray with us. This is the first time that we will be taking a young person with us, and we are so excited about that. Don't you know that you can transform a young person when you show them the whole wide world? I'm not going to even get started, but I tell you, we are completely excited about the opportunity to let the young people know that the whole world is waiting for you to break forth in the things of God. And we have that opportunity this year with Destiny Childs. Please pray with us, for us, and for her. Don't you know that we know that the divine protection of the Lord is our portion, and that we just cast down and annihilate that would seek to hinder and to call us into small, unfruitful places. And we speak to the fruitfulness of the outreach project and its efforts to expose our young people to the largeness of our God. And so we just thank you for that time, woman of God, to share those announcements. And did you have anything else, or did you want me to close in prayer?
I have something before you close out. For those of you all that have Dr. Serena Wright's information and Apostle Sandra Thomas information, please don't forget to head out on Facebook. Don't forget to inbox them for your Happy Birthday Jesus sweatshirt and T-shirt.
Thank you so much, woman of God. Thank you. We are definitely just so excited. We have for years had, like you say, T-shirts and sweatshirts. I believe that they'll have something, you know, to, like you say, whatever the announcements are, that's not something that I'm directly involved in, but I guarantee you it's going to be an exciting time. So just like the woman of God said, follow up on those posts. Read those posts, see what the opportunities are. Don't you know that the world is looking for hopefulness? The world is looking for us to be different. Instead of us saying what everyone else says, they're looking for us to say, this is the season set aside for Jesus, to celebrate him. And that's exactly what I plan to do on purpose. They're looking for us, people of God. And so we just thank you for that announcement. Announcement, woman of God, that was so on time.
Yes, so I would just like to say again, I thank you for the word on tonight. I was speaking with Apostle Elect Cecilia earlier, and I told her I was excited about the ministry on tonight. And I again have to say thank you, thank you, thank you for when you present the word to God. I'm sorry, from God to us, and you give us the word from God. When you give it to us, you give it to us with excitement, and you let people know it's not boring being saved. When somebody else tell you that, I tell you, is try it for yourself and see. It's not boring being saved, because the end result, you know, you win. So on that note, Dr. Wright, could you please pray us out on tonight?
Father God, we just thank you. We know that your word has gone forth and will accomplish that you have sent it forth to accomplish. We thank you, God, that we embrace all that we have access to in the kingdom. We thank you, Lord, that we will begin by believing in our hearts, confessing with our mouths, that we would be those that have been transformed and made new in our minds, that the advancements of the kingdom would be made manifest in the earth. We thank you right now, God, for all those concerned with this ministry, listening to this ministry, that we have received, God, that is filled with hope, excitement, enthusiasm, right living, peace, and joy, which is the kingdom. We appreciate you. We love you. And to everyone listening tonight, God bless you and good night.
Good night, everyone. But remember, don't forget on Fridays, we have Elder Kathy Kendall at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time and 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time with God Still Heals. On Sunday morning, we have Apostle-elect Cecilia Kaiser and Minister Brandon Kaiser at 7 a.m. Central Standard Time, 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time with Let's Talk. Don't forget, we will be back here Monday. Every Monday we are here on this Blog Talk Live, bringing you the Word of God. And don't forget our foundational scripture, which is Matthew 6:33. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. And on that note, people, we're going to say we love you with the love of the Lord. It ain't nothing you can do about it. And good night.